have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Well, hello, 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 good people. Hello. It is Thursday. Woo! And I am thankful for Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God is so good. And God is good all of the time. You have checked it out. Uh-huh. This is it. This is the one, the podcast. Yep. Yep. This is it. Thank you for coming by. Stay with me for a while. We won't be here long, but I do want to share with you some treasure nuggets. Yes, indeed. Little points of light. Yes. I like that phrase that Bush used to use, Daddy Bush. 1,000 points of light. I might not have a whole 1,000 with me today, but I've got some points of light. Hallelujah. Hey, listen, this is a podcast called The Loretta Petite Show, Women Winning at Life from Ministry to Marketplace. This is a place of positive vision, positive voice, and your positive vibes, for real, for real. Now, before we get into sharing anything, let us go to God in prayer. Amen. This world needs so much prayer. Oh, my God. And just like this world needs so much prayer, you need a lot of prayer. I need a lot of prayer. All of us need a whole lot of prayer. Lord God, we come now to thank you for your goodness and kindness. Oh, God, we thank you for your mercy. Father, we thank you for your love. Oh, God, we give you thanks tonight. We thank you, Lord God, for taking us from the beginning of this day until now. We thank you for letting us wake up, oh, God, with our right minds, oh, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you woke us up with activity of our limbs today. And we want to say thank you, Lord. God, we give your name all glory, all honor, and all praise. We want to thank you for this pause, oh God, this pause right here, this place where you have allowed me to step in and, oh God, to be a voice where I can share some light, oh God, where I can share good news, where I can share about your loving kindness. Oh God, I thank you. Oh, I give you the name of praise. And we want to thank you for my awesome producer, your daughter, Kimmy Kim. Continue to bless her, Lord God. And this world in which we live, Lord, we need you now more than ever. We need you now. Oh, God, it's just so much going on, Lord God, and we're seeing it. Your word says that the world would wax colder and colder, and your word, Lord God, cannot lie because your word is your will, and your will is your word. And, God, not only that, but you also shine the light on your word to warn us, oh, God, to guide us, oh, God, and we thank you for the warning. And so we're not caught off guard by all the evil of the day because we understood your word when we read it. Your word said that these things shall come. And, Lord, we want to say thank you, Lord, that you're covering us, that you're covering your people, that you're taking good care of us, oh, God. We ask right now in the name of Jesus, Father, that you continue to speak to our spirit, God, and all of us who are matured and maturing in the faith. Lord, we pause to hear what you have to say. And dear God, when we hear what you have to say, we change our plans accordingly, your voice, to follow your way, to follow your will. And God, we want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you for opportunities to come and to share on podcasts such as this. We thank you, Lord God, for every podcaster, especially in the Elation family. God, we thank you, Lord, even for every broadcaster who is speaking your truth. Those, oh God, who are telling people that time is winding up. We must get in a hurry to get our business right with you. So, God, we want to thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory, God. We give you honor. For truly you are worthy of it all. Bless every family under the sound of my voice, oh God. We shall be forever grateful. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. So, once again, I want to say good evening, one. Good evening, all. And to be honest, I must do a better job at marketing my podcast. I was just rebuking myself because there's just so many things go on in the world and you're busy, 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 busy as a little bee. And when you know better, you do better. And I do know better. So we've got to do better in marketing. And so I'm asking anybody, all of you that's listening, that you would tell someone about us because whenever you can find something that's positive and powerful, something that's of love, something that's of God, you need to want to share that. We will fastest share the bad news, the strange. We share to go and share things that, you know, that's not going to really improve anyone, but give them something to laugh at or give them something to drop their jaw at. in awe because it's something different or unique or strange. But what about sharing something that could help somebody to grow in their faith? What about sharing something that could help to lift the bowed down head because of the word of God? How about sharing something that could drop some light into people's lives? Whoever you are, wherever you listen, please, by all means, share this podcast. We're here every Thursday. Every Thursday is our time. That is the rule, so to speak. The exception is things do happen, and sometimes we cannot be with you. But for the most part, we're here every Thursday. Every Thursday at 5:30. Specifically, we kick it off with a very inspirational song going right into my sharing with you at 5:35. So please, ma'am, please tell another sister. And by the way, I want to say happy National Women's History Month. This is the month where we highlight our sister girls, those who may have passed on, those who are busy doing things, great things today, and those who shall come along after a while. We do want to say kudos, hats off to all of the sisters and to their families if they've gone on. Congratulations to you for not only doing what you did, but having that eye that God had given you and was obedient to get to the place where you could make that impact. So I just want to say that, you have paved the way, many of you. You have opened doors, and many young sisters to come, you're going to do some fabulous things. I just feel it in my bones, and I'm just so grateful that God gives us this opportunity. So I would like to just travel on back a bit in time to say this opportunity was not always available to us. It was not always available that we could readily get and do things the way we want to do things, that we could decide that we want to set up shop on such and such avenue, or that we want to put our business on such and such boulevard. No, we didn't always have that kind of opportunity. But even in the midst of all of that, there was one, Harriet Tubman. She found a way. She found a need, and she set out to fill it. Oh, yes, even back when we go back into like the 1900s, let's take us back to like the 1960s, there was a Rosa Parks. Let's take us back to the 1950s, into the 1940s, the 1930s. All of these opportunities that we enjoy today was a little bit scarce back then. You can't drink at that water fountain. No, you can't go and sit at the Woolworth counter. You cannot go and use that restroom. These were all restrictions against people that looked like me. There was these restrictions, but yet and still, there was always a rose in Spanish Harlem, as they say. There was always one that came up. There was always one that made an impact, that cracked open that dirt that was all around them and sprouted and did something that made a difference. So hats off, women, hats off, hats off, hats off to you. It is now the month of March, and I do want to send shouts out to all of you celebrating your wedding anniversary in the month of March. Kudos to you. I'm not going to say I'm jealous, but I'm going to say, I remember the days and my marriage. We had wonderful anniversaries for the most part. I always like to throw that little part in there, a little caveat, for the most part, because, life happens. And, I don't like to say always, and I don't like to say never, because life happens, okay? But we had a wonderful anniversary celebrations, gift giving, taking time out to share our energies and our time. So I want to say to all of you that are married and celebrating this month specifically, congratulations, and my prayer is that you can hold on and hold out and show this worldly world that God still has a place and that marriages can still work when you put God at the center. So I want to congratulate you once more and again, all of you celebrating your anniversary this month. And then to all of you celebrating birthdays, I want to remember today in your hearing, who came by the name of Rowena Macklin LeBlanc. She was my great aunt, my grandfather that I never met, sister, who helped to raise me. and she was my bright and shining star on earth. She was the voice of reason for me, the voice of logic. She was the older parental person in my life that stopped me from being a wild little girl because her ways were set. She was a godly woman, and she was able to say to me, that's not how you do that. That's not how you carry yourself. You need to make sure you have this done. You need to learn how to do this. This is how you make sure that your surroundings are clean. This is how you take care of your clothing. Oh, she had me. She got it. She got it in me. This is how you cook. This is how you bake. This is how you deal with people. She got it in me. My mom, she did her job, but she also was wise enough to say, my great aunt could do a better job. She was a younger woman, but my great aunt was older. So she had some value, some treasures. So don't shun older people. Many of them walking in the wisdom of God, and when they tell you things and you don't like it, keep your lips closed, listen to what they have to say, and then sit back and watch life and see, aren't most of those women telling you the truth? I know in this day and time, in today's culture, which makes me so disappointed and so sad at times, the young people, oh, my God, the things that we thought were so basic is difficult for them. They don't even have it most of the time. They talk to adults as if adults were their equals. That makes me sad, not because I couldn't do it, but because when I didn't do it, I realized, you know, how much I showed them honor and how much I showed them respect. And so today, honor and respect, you don't know what that is. I had a child who said, what does that mean? That somebody is not taking care of business at home. And so it's not just local. It is, it's like a non-medical pandemic, if you can do that, for the lack of a better term. It is just worldwide. These young people, and I don't want to say worldwide because I haven't been around the world, but I do know I'm hearing and I'm reading posts from people of other nationalities or other countries. I don't think it's all over because you do have these countries with their own little customs and things of that nature. But right here in America, I can speak for real. No, I haven't been to the 50 states, but I know people in most of those states. And I'm telling you, the young people don't seem to understand what respect and honor means. They don't know how to temper their voice when they speak. They talk gruff and rough to adults. They have a sense of entitlement. You can hear it when they say certain things, a sense of entitlement. And I'm not a one-woman warrior, but I am one of those warriors where I will tell them the truth. Your tone is wrong. I will tell them you don't address an adult like that. I will tell them that you're still the child. You stay in your place. So I'm crying out. I'm crying out like John the Baptist cried out in the wilderness. I am crying out to these young minds to say, listen, there's a better way. God has a better way for you than the way that you're going. And it is not to be able to handle adults the way that you do. So let us all be a force. Can we all challenge ourselves to be a force in a young life? Can we challenge ourselves to tell them the truth about God's word, God's will, God's way? Can we be a force to help them to get out of life all that God would have them to get, not to cut themselves short, not to get in their own way, not to trip over their own feet? Can we challenge ourselves to be a force in a young life? To tell them about respect, to tell them how to carry themselves, to tell them how to cover up, you know, how to cover up. I've never been one to tell anybody you need to wear long dresses all the way to the ground to show that you're holy. I don't believe that no more than I believe that a rabbit can lay an egg, an Easter egg at that. I don't believe that. Your clothes does not make you holy. But because you are holy and you love God, there are certain things that you are going to cover up. You're not going to flash out there for everybody to see, because that goes along with learning to carry yourself differently, that you need to be a role model for others who don't have anyone to tell them. I do believe that the things that are personal should stay personal. The things that can be seen generally, that's fine. But the things that should be seen only personally should be covered up. And they don't seem to know that either. And it's not just the little kids, the 10, the 15, 19-year-olds. No, it's the 25, it's the 30-year-olds. Some of them, they got it twisted too. They feel like anything goes. I can let it all hang out. Well, sure you can. Nobody's going to stop you. But you're not going to win anybody to Christ like that. You're not going to be able to show forth a distinction between you and the world. When the Lord says, come out from among them, that scripture just sticks with me, because it's telling you, you need to have a separate identity. Now, I was watching a show. It was, I'm trying to think of this word. For some reason, there's certain words I always forget, and this is one of them, and I don't know why. I always forget this word. A documentary. I always forget this word. Okay, well, I was watching a documentary on LaToya Jackson last night. LaToya Jackson, she and Michael sometimes were called the twins. Even though they're not twins, I think they were 2 years apart. But I was watching this documentary on LaToya. LaToya's young life was beautiful. Things happened with LaToya concerning her dad, making her get out into the business when she really said she wasn't interested in all that kind of stuff. Well, I brought her up to say, LaToya saw Michael, how he was doing what he did, how he created an image for himself so he can stand all the way out alone where others will look to him, because his image was so tight and because his music was so right. She wanted that. She said, if I have to be in a business, I need to create an image for myself. I said that to say, as believers, we have got to create an image for ourselves, not a phony image. We have got to show forth the image of Christ in our lives. If we haven't taken time to establish that, and we're all over the place, people are confused. They don't know if you're really with God, if you know God, or you're just camouflaging God. But when you create that godly image for yourself, because you're truly in it, you're in the trenches with Jesus, so to speak, when you're really in it, then, you know, you have this godly image, you know, that I don't want to say you created for yourself, because it's already there, but you welcome it in. You welcome in this image because it's already there. God, when he saved you, God already gave you an activation of the spirit that he has within you, and his spirit also lives within us, right? So it's already there, but you've got to embrace that image and be true to that image. Don't just carry a big Bible and cuss folk out. I mean, fluently. No, ma'am. That's not what it's all about. But to embrace that image of holiness, embrace that image of Christianity, embrace that image, that means you're going to walk the talk. You're going to walk the talk. You're not just going to say God is good, and God is good to me, but yet you're looking for somebody else to fulfill your needs or someone else to take care of, you know, your problems. No, you don't go to the totem pole. You don't go to the bald-headed, fat, big-belly guy. You don't go to the people with the plaid in the middle of their hair. No, you go to God in prayer, and you seal it, or you go to him in the name of Jesus. So we have to understand, Jesus said, I am the door. So why are you trying to climb in a window? Jesus is the door. Go through him. Go through him. He sits on the right hand of God, the Father, making intercessions for us. Go through him. That's what is important. You know, it's wonderful having nice people around me. I love having nice people around me. I love it. But when I'm your leader and I'm leading the way, I love it even more when you do what I ask you to do. Because, see, I have the big picture. You only have little small pictures. If I'm leading you, I have the big picture. I know what we're trying to accomplish. I know what the goal is. And if you're in my camp, you're going to challenge me on everything. You're going to fight me on everything. And you're not going to do what I ask you to do. then it would just be right for you to bow out and allow those who will to do it so we can reach the goal, so we can get the big picture out there. So it is with God. God wants us to flow with him because he has the picture. He created the picture. He knows what the big picture is. So how can I tell you, oh, I'm on this podcast talking about the Lord God, I'm talking about Jesus, I'm talking about Holy Spirit, but then when it comes right down to it, I'm doing anything but something that lines up with who God is. So we must be come out of our mouths. Even in the schoolhouse as we were talking today, as we were talking today at school, I came across one of the instructors who said that, you know, the kids cussed him out, and he cussed them back. He said, but I'm trying to do better. Well, my thing is, I don't roll that way. Not that I'm better than him, but I just made a commitment to my father that I'm going to do to others as I want them to do unto me. Children should not feel that they can do that, and they should not wonder if Miss Petite is going to cuss them out. That's not going to happen. And they have made me very angry. They have stretched me to my limit. Not who I am, and that's not who I'm going to be. And I'm not showing them that because that's not a part of me. So when you embrace that image of Christ, when you embrace that image of Christ, wear it well, honey. Wear it well. Let your patience be pushed. Let your patience be stretched. And you still come out smelling fresh and clean, clean, because you chose to do it the way Jesus would have done it. Because the Bible doesn't tell me Jesus cussed anybody out. The Bible doesn't tell me that he walked on people. He walked on water, but he didn't walk on people. You know, my Bible doesn't tell me that. So I cannot go out and do these things and, you know, tell everybody, oh, yeah, you know, I travel in Christian circles. Oh, yeah, I do this, and I do that, and I do the other. But my walk is not lining up with my talk. So, by the way, I forgot to tell you how you can reach out to me. I'd love to correspond with you. You can send your email to me at LorettaReviews@gmail.com. That's LorettaReviews@gmail.com. I am a preacher, teacher, and a soul reacher. I am an author. Of course, I'm a mother, grandmother, and I love the Lord with all my heart. I go out to share this light with any group that would ask me for the most part, because this is a dark world we live in. Shooting has become abundant, and not just shooting people that bother you or hurt you or did something to you, but shooting innocent people, not just shooting innocent people by the way here or there. No, mass shootings. You know, this is a very, very dark world, very dark. So put yourself out there. Tell somebody. It's not to speak to your kids. I can speak to your women's group. I can bring your light. Let your light so shine. This little light of mine. Ooh, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let your light shine. Wherever you are, wherever you get opportunity, don't say no to God. Say, God, I know it's dark, and I know your people are somewhere in there. Let me let my light shine. Open doors, God. I'll walk through. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm so glad that I have this opportunity with you. I'm looking forward to sharing with you again next week. If like God be the glory, I pronounce blessings upon you in the name of Jesus. So listen, again, I want to thank you for checking out this podcast. Please do it again. Do it again and again and tell somebody. Be a real good friend and tell a friend to check it out as well. Now, as I leave, I do want to say again, it is National Women's History Month. Highlight women in your conversations. Talk about the things that was and talk about the things that are and talk about the visions you have for the things that will be. As a woman, make your mark, make an impact in the name of Jesus. This has been a place of vision, positive voice, and of course, positive vision. Until next time, may God bless you. May God keep you. This is my prayer. I'm Loretta Petit. This has been the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life, from Ministry to Marketplace. Bye-bye.